Yeah, well, first of all, I feel like I got to weigh in on this subject because I go by the name Schwetty, you know, like Alec Baldwin's character on SNL.
All right, so you are primed for this.
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah. So is it the business's right to turn down money that's covered in sweat, either from your sock or your bra or your crotch, wherever you're pulling money out of?
Well, okay, so it's a tough question because, like, certain venues, like when I go to a metal show, if I'm in the mosh pit and then I want to go get a beer, my money's going to be sweaty.
Right.
It's just going to happen.
Yeah.
But with stuff like MRSA out there, that's a tough call because these people taking the money, they don't want to get infections or whatever. So I can kind of see where they're coming from.
So, okay, first of all, when you're in the mosh pit, you don't have a wallet?
No, I don't want people trying to steal it from me.
I can dig it. Okay, that makes sense. And then you would think, though, if you're working at a venue where there's a mosh pit or something like that, I would think, and I don't know if you tell me if you've run into this problem, but I would think that somebody working there would just kind of know that sweaty money's coming my way and I wouldn't turn it down.
Yeah, and hopefully your employer would offer a box of rubber gloves.
That's the other thing. Yeah, make sure you are... got some gloves or Purell or, I don't know, some sort of Febreze,
acetone.
Maybe. All right, man. Well, Schwetty, thanks for calling.
Right on. Take it easy.
Hey, good morning, The River. Who's this?
Morning, Danny. This is Dave.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, I don't want anybody's foot money.
No.
You know
no.
What goes with foot money? Foot fungus.
Right.
I don't want that.
Now, are you somewhere where you accept money or do you work somewhere where you take money from people?
I used to. I don't now, but, you know, don't pull it out of your sock.
Is the sock the worst place they could pull it from?
I don't know. I mean, is it all of Stormy Daniels' money, crotch money?
In some degree, yes.
I don't know.
Hey, The River, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. My name's Howard. Hey, I don't have that problem with the sweat thing, but I got a suggestion.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how when they go fishing, they have a little plastic thing to hold your fishing license in?
Uh-huh.
That's to keep it dry.
So maybe people should start wearing fanny packs more often.
Hey, maybe that, yeah. I was thinking something lightweight, but that would work too.
Danny, it's Jim from Petaluma.
What's up, Jim?
So, long day of work, go to my regular deli and pull out my money, and it's just a ball of sweat. And I say to the guy, I had no credit card with me. I said, what do you want to do? You want to take this? And he goes, no. And he gives me a credit. He wouldn't take it. So I got credit for the next. I had to pay him for the next time I came in. I go there all the time. But there you have it. I gave him a choice. It was a ball of sweat and dollar bills. And I held it in my hand and said, do you want this? He said, no. I'll get you next time.
So he basically made you have like a tab for your sandwiches.
Yeah, so he gave me a tab.
Now, wait. Where did you pull the money out of? Was it your sock?
No. It was out of my pocket. But I wear overalls. I work all day, right?
Oh.
It's in a normal front pocket. I worked all day in 90-degree heat. And I pulled it out and went, oh, God.
Oh, man, so you're sweating through your pants.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, it didn't matter. It didn't have to be in any obscure place, man. It was just in a pocket and under overalls all day. That was enough.
Oh, man. All right, Jim.
All right, bye.
Thanks for your call.
Good day, Danny. Bye.